Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Resilience Myth. New thinking on grit, strength, and growth after trauma. By Soraya Shamali. Read by the author.
What are you? I am here with you, where borders fade and we shrug. Nous c'est la main, nous l'assommes. Feel the vibrant thrill of it. Preface. Chances are you, like me, are curious about why some individuals adapt positively in the face of stress, adversity, and loss, while others struggle. Most of us want to know how to best adjust and help our loved ones do the same under challenging circumstances or after traumatic events. Life is full of setbacks, and weathering them in healthy ways is essential. Our culture's solution to this problem is to teach us to be resilient. But I must warn you that this book dismantles the very heart of our prevailing notions of individual resilience. Instead of talking about how you can optimize yourself, we will reimagine the world so that coping, recovery, and survival rely not solely on individual attributes such as self-sufficiency, mental toughness, and strength, but on our mutual dependence and interconnectedness with everything. We'll explore the ideas behind what makes us who we are and why we are inseparable from one another. We will discover the many ways healthy resilience emerges from nurturing our relationships with people, spaces, stories, history, and time itself. To answer our questions about how we positively adapt to traumas, losses, and adversity, we have to deeply consider how we think about the idea of resilience itself. What affects this goal of being strong and overcoming, of being optimistic and growing from our pain, has on us? What does having to be resilient do to us as individuals and as society? Trauma and resilience are recurring themes in my work as an activist. Being part of social justice movements means navigating complex histories, political obstacles.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?